Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop down there in good old Oklahoma. How are things going, Larry?
Oh, just hanging on and trying to keep everything in perspective.
Yeah, I want to bring something up before we get going. Folks, you need to watch a video on YouTube. It's called Pet Goat 2, but the actual title, The War is Planned, April 16th through 30th, America Falls. I don't know if you've ever seen Pet Goat, but it's a cultic, but it also shows what the future. It ties in almost directly to Jonathan Kleck and his work. He's done a tremendous job for the Lord showing us how money portrays the future. And what is very, very interesting about it is that in Pet Goat 2, there is a destruction coming, and it seems to be timed to April. And with the moon cycle the way it is, in other words, there's a sliver of a moon, it would be right around now through, oh, probably the 20th. And then because you can't pinpoint things as to when they're going to do. And remember, around the 30th, May 1st, is a cultic holiday, great sacrifice of women and children. And that's why you'll hear about a lot of vanishings and disappearances along those times. But anyway, do go look for it. You can find it on our website, too, or our membership site. You just simply log in, and then you click on Portals. Then you click on what we call Zombie Land News, because where Americans are about zombies, basically. And then you'll find Pet Goat 2 at the top of that. That's free. You don't have to pay for it. But everybody should watch that. I think the guy's really on to something as to whether anything happens. Of course, you don't know. But a lot of these things are prophetically done. The next thing, Larry found this. Israel marks 70 years as a nation as new and old challenges lurk. Now, I did not know this. And I don't think probably too many people listening know this. Jerusalem, Israel readied to mark 70 years since the country's creation on Wednesday, celebrating its improbable economic success, military prowess, but facing a range of political and security challenges. Now, you and I would all think, as I'm sure Larry did, I did, that they're talking about May 14th. Guess what? They're not. The anniversary of the proclamation of the State of Israel by Founding Father David Ben-Gurion begins at sundown Wednesday under the Hebrew calendar, but falls on May 14th, according to the Western calendar. Israel calls it Independence Day, as it marks the end of the British mandatory rule in Palestine and the birth of the sovereign Jewish state. So, at sunset, the mood changes sharply as the 24-hour Independence Day party kicks off. Now, that's very, very interesting in view of Pet Goat 2 and what that fellow has found, what Jonathan Kleck has found, and he's been warning everybody, get ready, this is, we're coming up on the end. It's, remember, all of this comes very suddenly upon everything appears to be normal, but everything changes. Can't tell you it's going to. I can only give you a heads up. But isn't that interesting, Larry, that we're moving in same time that the Pet Goat 2 on the moon, Sliver of the Moon starting, at the same time Pet Goat 2 shows it.
Well, I find that very interesting. Yeah, I find that very interesting. And as a matter of fact, I wasn't aware of that either. What it seems to be so significant is this is all coming into line after what we've called the pivot point.
Yes, absolutely. And we're coming up on, and you know what else is very interesting? Tomorrow marks the 70th, the Jubilee year too. For Israel. I don't know exactly how they're timing it. I'd have to dig into it and vet it, but I'm sure that that's true because I've seen that a number of times. Here's a headline. I want your comment on this, Larry, because this is, I think this is very, very important. I've said before, I think we're going to war. Don't pay any attention to what you're hearing on Fox News or any of the other mainstream media. They're all compromised. They're all part of deep state. Just as Trump and the rest of them are. Psalm 2. Go back to Psalm 2. Nobody's exempt. Thousands of U.S. troops amass on Syrian border for a military drill. How many times have these drills gone live? What's your comment on that, Larry?
Well, my comment on that, and then I'll throw it back to you, is very interestingly, I saw a report this morning. Matter of fact, it was on One America News, and it was very telling. I didn't see it on any of the other news sources, but One America News says that Saudi Arabia is now considering moving Arab troops into Syria. This comes at the very same time that we have thousands of American troops apparently on the border. Is this part of a move by Salman and Trump? We don't know. But we do know that there were plans some time back. Salman wanted to move against Iran. And,
yes.
You know, and what do you think, Stuart? Do you think this ups the ante when Saudi Arabia moves troops inside Syria?
Greatly. I think there's something going on here. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. And when you get into prophecy, how the leaders betray each other. You know, they sit at tables and they drink their booze, but they're betraying each other. And this deal with Kimmy the Whiz Kid, I don't believe that for a second. If the American people are that stupid, not necessarily the American people, but I mean the leaders, that really think that there isn't going to be trouble over there, well, I guess hopefully they're right. I just don't see it. But this is part of the article. Thousands of U.S. Marines arrive in Jordan at around the same time the United States, the United Kingdom, and France are organizing direct military strikes on Jordan's neighbor, Syria. So they're still there. 3,600 U.S. troops, 1,800 Marines with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit arrived in Jordan for the start of an almost two-week training exercise known as Eager Lion. Now, remember what the symbol is for England, folks. It's a lion standing on its feet. You have to go into Daniel. And when you read Daniel, about the, I think it's Daniel, can't remember whether it's 7 or 9, one of them, where you have the different beast powers. I think it's Daniel 7. But anyway, that's one of them. And here's another one for you, Larry. World War III alert. NATO readies 35,000 troops for combat amidst Russian tensions. What do you think of that one?
That's kind of surprising because people don't really know that's going on. There is a scenario, though, that I have heard of, and it's the scenario of, you know, if we go into Syria, that there's a good chance that Putin will take Ukraine and also go after the Baltic states at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of a blitzkrieg attack, and very suddenly. Here's what the article says. I'll read only part of it. Citing increasing tensions with Russia, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, has begun to prepare 35,000 troops for combat. The troops will participate in the largest training exercise conducted since the end of the Cold War. NATO commanders revealed that thousands of soldiers from 30 different countries are expected to take part in the Trident Juncture Drill in Norway. Now, where did we hear about Norway? And remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And we were wondering what in the world they're doing there. Anyway, it says massive parts of the Scandinavian country will be impacted by the influx of around 130 warplanes, 60 warships, reported the Daily Star. Trident Juncture, interesting name, will be aimed at rehearsing for a potential threat posed by Russia when it kicks off in October. So I think we're headed definitely for war. I think they know it. As to how this thing is going to start, who knows exactly how they're going to work this. But I got a feeling it's already begun. What do you think? I just think it's begun already.
What's interesting also is the fact, Stuart, that Breitbart headline today, Israel on high alert for a direct Iranian attack against Israel. And, you know, I'm beginning to wonder if those forces are on the border of Syria preparing to move into Syria possibly. Is this the juncture where Daniel 8 begins and Iran literally goes berserk and attacks Israel?
Well, if you have to kind of put yourself in the shoes of the – you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard a click, and sometimes that means you're gone. but anyway, yeah, you got to put yourself in the shoes of the leaders and think as they probably would think. So if you want to find out what Putin's going to do, you kind of put yourself in his shoes, and you try and figure out, okay, what's he probably going to do? And my take is he's going to a surprise attack. Now, I'm going to bring in Jonathan Kleck here again. He's the guy who has proven that, how do I word this? You take money and you fold it a certain way and it portrays pictures. It portrayed the Moore building in Oklahoma when that was attacked, a perfect rendition of it. Then there was the Twin Tower, another perfect rendition. And then there is the Hoover Dam. And the one that we should be looking at is, I think it's on the $100 bill, but I may be wrong there. It's about a missile coming down in the ocean, and it makes a tidal wave that comes up over New York City. And the way they've got it designed, it's just incredible how they've woven all of this stuff in, which kind of goes to the pet goat, too. There's a guy that has really unlocks the secret of that pet goat one and pet goat two. A lot of people probably never even heard of it. People need to watch those, both one and two. They tell you the story of what they're doing and how they're going to do it. Here's another headline, getting off war for a second. Congressional lawmakers made a criminal referral Wednesday to the Department of Justice Attorney General Jeff Sessions against former senior-level Obama administration officials, including employees of the FBI connected with the unverified dossier alleging collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, as well as those involved in the warrants used to spy on former Trump campaign volunteer, this reporter has learned. The lawmakers also made a criminal referral on former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and threats made by her DOG against the FBI informant who provided the Bureau with information on the Russian nuclear industry and approval in 2010 that was that Uranium One deal. Have you heard anything about this? I was not able to vet it.
Yeah, that information is correct. I heard it on Lou Dobbs a little earlier, and he was talking about it, and they have done that. However, the only thing Lou Dobbs was saying, he says, I can't imagine them sending that letter to Jeff Sessions because he doesn't appear to be running anything. Rosenstein seems to be running that DOJ and hindering Congress in every move that it makes. And so the information is true. The letter has been sent. Whether Jeff Sessions will even see it, who knows?
Well, this is very, very interesting because does this not up the ante for war? It's a deep state that wants the war. It's all these people that these warrants are going to be issued that want this war. If they had a war, or New York, let's say the false flag is what is shown on the $100 bill. And it really is and you remember Augusto had that vision too of something happening which caused a tsunami up and down the East Coast.
Yeah, he he had a vision where he was shown the off the East Coast and there were the water in one location was swirling and turning over and huge and he didn't know what did that. But then it created a massive tsunami, which went, I don't know, 25 miles in or something. You know, it was a huge tsunami that moved in on the East Coast from that. And that was one of Augusto Perez's visions that he experienced. It's very interesting where some of this is going because a lot of things that have, you know, we've logged down for some time now are beginning to be brought to the forefront. And one of the things you mentioned, Stuart, was, this doesn't this up the ante? And I have to say, Stuart, in the last week or so, the ante has gone sky high, absolutely sky high. And but, of course, in America, the I guess you could say the Stormy Daniels hurricane is really running all mainstream media. So all the American people, unless they really know where to look, are just watching Stormy Daniels in the next episode.
Well, maybe there's more to the name Stormy Daniels than we realize. Storm. Daniel.
Oh.
Daniel the prophet. The storm.
Huh.
Makes you wonder. You know, little things like that. The Lord is really, he's very good at those kind of things. Little things that mean a lot. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think it does up the ante. War would be the best way out now for the deep state. If they were to take New York by a tsunami, they could claim it was an earthquake or whatever. That'd be a huge false flag. Everything then would turn on a dime. It would all be over for the United States. Or possibly on one of the dollar bills or one of the bills that Jonathan Kleck has looked at. He's an artist, and the Lord has given him a tremendous gift of seeing things. Like he shows you how the Vatican is actually a snake. It's right there in plain sight once you see it. On and on it goes. But anyway, would that not create, and they'll blame it on the Russians. And it's just very, very fascinating how all that works. But,
well, I find this timing interesting, Stuart, with the fact that we recently have let out information that the Russians had submarines absolutely on our East Coast close, and we were not aware of it for some time. So, and we do know the spy ship has been off the East Coast watching, and especially our ports. Timing of it's
right.
Interesting, and they would use that to point a finger at Russia, no matter where it came from.
Well, in this Pet Goat 2 thing, he points out how, well, it's Bush and Obama basically are in those, but he points out how there's a shark on the blackboard, and the one of the Soviet Union's silent subs is called the Shark. That's what it's actually called. And they're the ones who said that they had snuck in under the hurricanes and lodged right there next to our shorelines. You remember the movie Hunt for Red October?
Oh, absolutely.
What did they do? That was the whole thing, that they were going to come in and sit by the shores listening to American music, and then when they got ready, they could just push the button. I remember the commander, Sean, what's his last name?
Connery.
Yeah. Yep. He was the commander. It's a beautiful movie. I mean, it really is one of the best movies I've ever seen. I think it's very prophetic. Here's another headline we could get into. Globalists telegraph their next move, an attack upon our electrical grid that will be attributed to Russia. Now, this is also interesting because in Pet Goat 2, guess what happens? The power goes out on America. It's interesting. How do they know all this stuff?
Yeah, what's interesting to that, you almost have to put into the end of that an additional report that if you've been watching, I know you don't watch as much news as I do, but here lately, this last week, they have really been issuing warnings over and over and over, reporting that Russia is going to bring a massive cyber attack against the U.S. and its allies, and target infrastructure, including the power grids.
Oh, really? Well, then
yeah, that
fits hand in hand because, Psalm 2 says they're all together in this. What we're watching, folks, is a stage play. You've got the, what do they call that when you go into a theater, they hand you the piece of paper, it shows you Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Well, the Bible is Act 1, Act 2, and Act 3. So if you really study it out carefully, you're going to know what they're going to do next. And then you go to other prophecies, and they tell you how that's all going to fit together. So it is actually on the money. Jonathan Kleck pointed out that it appears to be either a scalar wave or an EMP attack does take place. So this is all coming together. And, folks, if you don't have water on hand, plug up your bathtub and fill it full of water. And I'd do it tonight. I just did mine. If you don't have a lot of water, you know, bathtub holds a lot of water, get you through a couple of weeks. Without water, you perish pretty quickly. So that kind of stuff, take whatever you got, washing machine, whatever, fill it full of water. Here's another one. Let me see if I can find, there's so many. Your update. Great update on Larry's site. Debka file, Israel breaking Western strike on Syria chemical sites isolates Israel against the Iranian-Russian axis as Israel forces are on high alert. Is there any more news on that, Larry, other than that they really are on very high alert now?
Well, they are on high alert. Koenig's News today reported that and, of course, we are aware of the Israeli attack on the T-4 base, you know,
yes,
in Syria. And they killed Iranians and reportedly executed by missile strikes the drone commander from Iran that was running drones into Israel. And at the same time, Koenig's reporting this morning that Israel hints of another strike on Iran's air force and drone base in Syria. So there's a threat that that Israel may do another strike inside Syria. Now, by the way, I wanted to add on and get your opinion. the reason that they're giving for the possible Russian cyber attack that's coming against the U.S. and its allies is because of the missile strike on Damascus in Syria. Now, I've been watching this. One American News has had an investigation, and one of their investigators is in Douma, and they're reporting they're finding absolutely no evidence of a chemical weapons assault or attack in Syria. That they're saying this possibly was simply a false flag media report.
Well, I think it was, and Tucker Carlson knows it, and he said that right on TV. So he's probably not very popular now. Gorker came unglued when that was mentioned on the Ingram angle, Laura Ingram. And anyway, yeah, I think the whole thing is just a setup. It's kind of like Psalm 2 says. The whole thing is just stage play. And they set up this and they set up that, and the American people are, you know, basically comatose when it comes to these sort of things. They believe whatever, you know, the TV tells them. And that's their news for the day. Before we leave, I wanted to get into this a little bit more. Cosmic rays linked to increased mortality. We have been getting reports of brain fog. People just don't feel well. They kind of don't have much energy. And I think a lot of this is what the bots called unknown energies from space. Oh, how would you comment on that?
Oh, I'd say absolutely. This is a report by Mitch Batros, who is an insider, by the way, and he's been doing a study on this, and he's claiming not only cosmic energy or waves from deep space coming across us at this time, but we're also getting the very anomalous cosmic waves from our own sun, and people are being bombarded on Earth, and we're not aware of this. I mean, even space weather, they're warning us of radiation, but they're not warning us of this. And I've never seen, Stuart, so many obits as I'm seeing now in the newspapers.
Well, it's odd that he would come out with this. So obviously the death rates are not being reported. They're not telling anybody about it. And yet, in your area, you have the obits in the papers. People probably should start checking. That's the last thing I want to read, but I bet you it is on the increase. There's something going on. All of this is coming together, folks, every bit of it. First one sign comes in, then another sign comes in, then another sign comes in. We are at the verge of a false flag. I think the elite have to have a false flag. At the same time, all that, the cosmic rays and the sun is acting strange. People are getting sick. They're having brain fog. They don't feel well. And then we have these flu epidemics. Are they warning any more about this, what do they call it, virus X? Have you heard any more about that?
They just say that it's continuing. But, Stuart, I'm having a lot of reports I'm finding on the Internet and also in newspapers indicating that there is a surge in strokes and heart attacks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, you got a number of things. You know, there's an awful lot of pressure on people right now. And this is exactly what the framers of the New World Order said was going to happen. They put more and more and more pressure on people. And it's starting to drive them. I mean, we're having road rage, airplane rage, post office rage, business rage. People are really starting to lose it. Any final comment?
I just wanted to mention that we've got a couple of our animals that developed skin cancers, and Ornette took one of them to the vet, and he said there's been an upsurge also in pet deaths and pet cancers and illnesses. So it's planet-wide, Stuart. Whatever's happening is affecting humans and animals.
Yeah, remember the prophecy when Obama comes back, and he's coming back, folks, whether you believe it or not. He's going to be back. And the prophecy out of Kenya a long, long time ago said that when he came back, people would be dying left and right, especially children and pets. And here it's begun. So it may not be due to him, but due to whatever. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. On a Friday, we'll have at least an hour, and we'll get into more of this stuff. This if we might even have an attack already. We don't know. Heads up, folks. It's coming. Good night.